Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Dallas people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
That's stupid as crap. Dumb.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Card House. Here's John Brennato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Texas Card House, where we're at, where the big poker atlas extravaganza begins today, 5 o'clock. Get on over here. $650,000 going to be on the line all month long right here at Texas Card House. Joining us now to talk a little gambling, our good friend John Chill from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, here with us this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What up, John Chill?
How you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Yeah, just watching the NBA playoffs and some NHL. We got all kinds of things going on this weekend. So, everything's looking good. You know, the playoffs, we talked a couple weeks ago, the favorites, and starting to see a little bit of the dogs coming through. So that's definitely helped us out here at the book. And, you know, we continue to see that. We're seeing way more handle than prior years, which is interesting in the NBA. So there's some growth there. And, so it's shaping up to be a good playoff, the NBA playoffs. So,
I would imagine, if you're gonna bet on the NBA playoffs, that you guys are taking care of business, because Cleveland going down this early, the Celtics in trouble, and those games when you thought for sure the Celtics were gonna come back and destroy, they got beat in game four. This is a little bit surprising what's going on this postseason, though.
Yeah, and you know, it's not only, you know, they're losing against the spread, a lot of these teams, you know, are winning straight up, which has definitely killed a lot of parlays out there and a lot of futures and all that. So we definitely saw, you know, in the early, when, you know, I think Nuggets won the game, they were getting 10, they end up winning straight up. So, you know, when they start winning the money lines, that starts hurting parlays here. And so it's been a good couple weeks here for us. Again, you know, you want some winners out there as well. And, but handle's been good. We continue to see, you know, that Knicks-Celtics series is good. You can just see that, kind of looking at it, went down from 4-1 down to Knicks are minus 275. You know, Celtics looked pretty good last night. They're plus 225, so, you know, you can't count them out. Knicks look tired, you know, and they got to win game six, I think. And if it goes to game seven, you know, I think Celtics have a shot there. But I think the Nuggets are the same way. I think they played good for 3.5 quarters, and they just don't have a bench, and they wear out as well. That series, you know, if you like the Nuggets, they're plus 750 right now to win that series. But I think it's going to be tough for Denver. They look tired, and Jokic needs more help. You can see that here in the fourth quarters at the end of these games. So those are doing pretty good there. As far as the futures, big changes there. You got Thunder at minus 125. You got the T-Wolves at plus 550. The Pacers are 6-1 right now. They're actually ahead of the Knicks. Oh, they're flat right now, 6-1, both Knicks and Pacers, to win it all. So definitely looks like the Thunder's the big favorite here to win it all right now. So.
Well, they got to get through this one. They had a tough one in game five for sure. Game six is going to be in Denver, so we'll see whether or not they can even get through. If they don't get through, I'm going to tell you what, Indiana, anybody thinking, feeling like this team can do it all?
Yeah, they're a little bit of a – they got a hot Tyrese Halliburton. The team knows who they are. They don't play – they're well-coached. No one talks about they're well-coached.
Yeah.
They seem to – there's something about the playoffs when you have a dude who's hot and a team who knows who they are. There's no – like the Rockets kind of don't know – they don't know who to go to at different times. There's no doubt on the
and he's
Pacers.
He's clutch.
They seem fresh.
He's more clutch than guys of anybody.
Think about
we've
this:
seen.
The Knicks and the Knicks got their asses kicked. Like the Celtics, you remember, you know, we talked about it yesterday. They were more than just Jason Tatum, and everyone else showed up. Derek White was huge. The entire team showed up yesterday.
Well, you called out Jaylen Brown yesterday.
Jaylen, he was okay, but Derek White was really the really good one. But it's interesting, John, because now as a handicapper, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, Knicks are in a must-win spot. However, what's the line on that one?
For the Knicks, it is
about 3.5.
Two and a half.
Knicks,
yeah.
So it's a short price. So I'm either thinking, okay, I'm probably playing money line with the Knicks if I'm gonna play the Knicks and we'll close out the series, or, you know, I could hedge with the Celtics to win the series, and I could go Celtics to win the series. I could hedge and go Celtics, you know, to win the series if I wanted to. But what's Celtics to win the series? They have to win two in a row.
It's plus 225. Yeah, hedge those.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Plus 225 to win two games in a row. That's
I believe. I believe they were like 4-1 before the game last night.
Well, if you parlayed them, you're parlaying plus. You're basically parlaying as a favorite of like minus two something in game seven if it gets to a game seven. So I think you'd rather play at plus 225 if you like the Celtics now as opposed to.
Yeah, if they win game six, it's going to be tight. Yeah, it's going to be real tight.
But the Knicks are going to be desperate, and New York is rocking. You know what? They do look tired, but I think the Garden is going to be rocking. I think that's a low number. I'm playing the Knicks and saying we get it done here. And the Pacers are sitting there just relaxed.
Yeah.
Just waiting.
Yeah. Yep. And getting rest. Yeah, absolutely. 713. Oh, no. We got John Chill, 713-780-3776. What else we got going? How about this golf, John? What's everybody coming in on?
Yeah, I was looking. I think there's five, I think, at minus three right now. I was kind of looking at Rory and his odds. He opened up at 4.5 to one. He's up to 6-1 now. He's even. So it's interesting, you know, just to go into live betting, you know, you can get 6-1 odds, you know, an hour or two into this. You know, I think he's even. I think that the issue is there's six people minus three right now. And he's at even par. So, but. I kind of like Jordan Spieth, 9-1, and to make the top five there. I was going to go Lowry, but I think he's like plus four already. So, but you know, you can get some good odds, you know, live bets if you're watching it. And, you know, like I said, Rory, he's up and down, you know, in the last hour. He went back down to 4.5, but now he's at 6-1 right now. So definitely whatever better or whatever golfer you like, you know, check out the live odds and, you know, maybe, you know, get some more money on that, you know, better odds as this goes on. But it was interesting. I was looking, too, on this to see if these leaders were playing the front or back nine. It's kind of a mixed bag to see, you know, if, you know, the front nine's playing better in the back and that. So, but, yeah, Rory, I like Jordan Spieth. The favorites are, I think they're all even par, all the big three. DeChambeau, you know, I like him as well. You know, he can bomb it. So it should be a good tournament. You know, I think weather will be good. And, but, yeah, you know, whatever golf you like, yeah, check out the live odds. And, you know, you maybe get some extra, you know, extra money out of it. So so we got that. We got NHL. Kind of like I like the Jets tonight, minus the puck line. They're plus 210. Hellebuyck, the goalie, he's a wall at home. And so they're playing at home. On the road, he's up and down, so kind of like him to hold the fort and take that to a game, game six there, and then you got another closeout game, the Canes and Caps. I think Carolina will win that, and I kind of like Edmonton and Florida to make the cup. It's at 5-1 right now. I like those two to make the cup and see what happens from there. We got that. We got some UFC going on. We got Morales -750. Huge odds. I haven't seen any of the prop bets. I probably will take he'll either KO him in round one or two, you know, just to get the odds down a little bit. I doubt that'll go more than three rounds, so I kind of like that today. But, definitely be on the NBA and golf all weekend, so it'll be interesting. Schedule came out, so we'll talk a little bit about that next week. I was kind of looking at that. I did see what was interesting. I don't know why the Patriots went from plus 105 to minus 120 overnight, so... just didn't have a chance to look at that, but I did see those odds movements for the Patriots over under. I believe it was 8.5 wins. So I don't. Well, Nick will look at that and see what.
Wait, say that again. What were you looking at?
The Patriots over under. I think it was 8.5 wins.
For total wins.
For total wins. Yeah.
Wait. The Patriots are 8.5.
I think it's 8.5. Let me look at it. I just
how would they be that high?
That doesn't make any sense.
7.5. Let me look. I just saw the juice move from -1 or +105 to -120.
Wow, that would seem like a high number of wins.
Why people are playing? Yeah, let me get to those and see it. But we could talk about
how many did they win last year? They were better than expected last year, but man, 8.5 still seems high for May as a full-time rookie for the first year.
And I don't know why there was so much action on them.
Why Not Mine moved.
And they're playing the over. 9 to have a winning season already.
That's crazy.
I mean, they had a good draft, but it's still, draft players.
Well, they picked up Stephon Diggs, Drake May in his second year.
No, they don't. Oh, the Patriots have Stephon Diggs. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They gave Milton Williams from the Eagles a lot of money. Robert Spillane. They signed a lot of guys who we would know of. Now, there's a reason they're available, but they had to give them money. Patriots had to pay that we suck tax, and they gave a lot of guys a lot of money to come play there.
Yeah. Well, they had a lot of money.
Yeah.
To give a lot of money. That is John Chill right here every week on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Talking a little gambling and what's going on. Maybe the Patriots are. Maybe there's something to this.
Yeah. No, over 8.5, -115.
-115? No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is John Chill. Hey, John, as always, man, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. There's John Chill every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Go just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. Get on over there. And if you want to get your gamble on, I'm telling you, I love that place. Thanks, John Chill, for being with us. What about if I need some jewelry, Lance?
Zadig Jewelers. Zadig Jewelers is, the best in – they're considered the jeweler of Houston, really. And you'll understand why if you go into the location. It's 28,000 square feet. It's at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. But everything you look at Zadig is incredible. Like, the quality is beyond compare. They have unique pieces that, because they're a boutique location for many of the top designers. All the best designers are there. But look, what you need to know is that you have a budget that you want to stay to. If you go in, everyone who works there are experts at different fields. And so you speak to them if you want earrings or bracelets, necklaces, diamond. No matter how big you want to go or how small you want to go, they're going to find something that's incredible. She's going to love it. And most importantly, you are going to be educated on the process if you so choose. You don't have to know what you're looking for to be able to find the perfect gift, because that's their job, and they do it really, really well. Diamond engagement rings, forget about it. Nobody beats Zadig Jewelers. Zadig.com is the website, Zadig.com.
Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Card House. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 at Texas Card House. And it is just a great, great day. 5 o'clock tonight starts the liftoff for the big event. $100,000 guarantee starts tonight. We had one last night at 3 o'clock yesterday, actually, a $400 buy-in. And the champ won $21,000. Today, just $200 for the buy-in. And you got $100,000 on the line. And a guy who knows a little thing or two, Scott Delaney, bracelet winner at the World Series of Poker in a mixed game. You had a round of each of Hold'em and then PLO.
That's right.
And you won it in 2023?
Yes, sir.
2023. And now you are an ambassador for Hijack Poker, which we've talked about a lot here. It's the app where you can play, and it's a Texas Card House app. And you can get your poker on at home. But, okay, so a lot of people with the buy-in, with the credit card and everything online, that you got to do online, how about this? You can come to Texas Card House and put money down at Texas Card House and then play online.
That's exactly right.
Right? I mean, that is neat, because some credit card companies are still not down with poker.
Yeah, there's a little
bit. The bad ones.
The stupid ones.
There is a little bit of a gray area with some of that, but that's why Texas Card House, it's exclusive here to Texas, and they go by a different business model than pretty much every online poker app out there. This one, they do it just like the Texas Card House model. They charge by time. They don't take any rake out of the pot. There's no agents or anything. Like I said, like you just said, you deposit and withdraw money at any Texas Card House location, and there's six of them across Texas. And you can also deposit and withdraw with Bitcoin, which is pretty cool too.
Okay, cool. Scott Delaney with us here on ESPN. You were on with us a couple of years ago before you won your bracelet. You were, and Mattress Mac was started up some kind of a team, right? Was it a team event?
That's right, the Poker Stallions, and that was really a team created by us, the players, and Mac backed it. My brother Rockets Will, he was really in charge of the thing, like a team captain, and I was his first round draft pick. And it was a bunch of poker players from Texas, and we went out to the World Series. And instead of us just kind of being on our own, it was a lot cooler and a lot easier on all of us for us to be together as a team. You know, we shared houses and we shared meals and things like that, and we supported each other. And it really gave Houston a team to look at instead of just a person. If we want to get the community involved with poker, I've always thought that it needs to be around a team or something, just like, you know, all sports.
Right.
And so that was kind of the idea we had going forward with that. The next year, Mac decided for whatever reason not to do it anymore. I wasn't on the business end of it, so I'm not sure. But us Stallions, us friends, you know, we're the poker players of Houston. So we stayed together, and we all started kind of doing our own thing. And the next year, I went back, and like you said, I won my first ever world championship bracelet. And right after that, I became the face of Hijack Poker and the chief ambassador for the Texas Card House. So
awesome.
I'm on the come up.
So, tell us about the grind. We were talking about the grind earlier of winning an event, especially the World Series of Poker. It's 8, 9, 10 days of nonstop. How long was your event?
Well, mine was very unique. Most of the events throughout the summer are going to be about three-day events, except for the main event, like you said, is 10 days. Well, my event, the $600 buy-in, no limit Texas Hold'em, and pot limit Omaha tournament was supposed to be 3 days. I came in on day two and demolished the whole field in 7 hours. The final table only lasted 2 hours. It was really
crazy.
Just a crazy thing that happened. Yeah.
Would you go on just a jag of unbelievable hands, or did you bully? How'd you go about it?
Yeah, I bullied.
You bullied.
Well, I had played a high low tournament the night before, and you know, when I get in this mode of momentum and confidence, I won that tournament the night before, and so I came into this WSOP event, I was feeling really confident. And by day two, I realized that, you know, I'm a real poker player. I play pot limit Omaha for a living. And I'm looking around the field, and a lot of these people had never even played pot limit Omaha before, and they certainly weren't real actual cash game players, you know. And so I realized I had a huge advantage and a huge edge. So at that point, I started folding almost all of the No Limit Texas Hold'em hands, and I just put the pressure, leaned on them real hard on the PLO.
Really?
And I steamrolled them. Yeah.
That's awesome. That is, what a great story. You've lived in Houston your whole adult life, but you're from West Texas?
Yes, sir.
Right. So, well, congratulations. We got a Houstonian that's a world champion right here, and at Texas Card House, and Hijack Poker. How is Hijack? Now, Hijack Poker's been around a little while. We've just started to advertise it a little bit out there in Houston. But tell us about Hijack Poker. Can I find a game there all the time? What's going on?
Yeah, they pretty much have round-the-clock action now, and it's small limits for the beginners. So if you're out there listening and you're like, I want to try my hand in poker, but I'm a little bit nervous to even walk into the Texas Card House until you get a little experience. Well, this is the perfect opportunity because they have it as little as, you know, 5 cent, 10 cent, no limit hold 'em. I mean,
really?
Really small stakes. And then they have your what I mostly play is like a 1-2 no limit hold'em, 1-2 pot limit Omaha. The games are really good on there. And if you download the app now, put in code promo code Fireman Scott, and that'll make it to where I make a little money off of you.
Good.
But we have this. You basically pay for time, and so you put in my promo code, and I'll get a little piece of your time. But if you already have a Hijack Poker app, you can tell your buddies to put in your username in the referral code, and you'll get a little piece of their action for the next couple of months.
Well, yeah. I've got Cash 20, so I want you to put in Cash 20 as your promo code.
Okay.
Or Spring 20. Spring 20 is if you're new and if you've been on a Cash 20. So put whichever one you want. Thank you for your service, by the way, as a fireman. We appreciate
it. Yeah, I tell you, my son joined the fire department first time as, it's his official career now. And one of the things he's having to get used to is a dad with, he's married, two kids. And he had been in the restaurant business for a while, got into – this is really his passion, this and Muay Thai. And he, it's different. I'll call him. He said, I'm working, I work today. I work, Wednesday, and then I'm off for 5 days. Like, what?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's 24 on, 24 off. And he said, we hit 40 to 50 hours pretty quick, obviously. But he said there's a lot of guys, once they realize, he said, your recovery from a 24-hour shift, you're dead the next day. He said, but there's a lot of guys who pick up other – like they say, I've got time. Why don't I do something else? Make a little money doing something else. That's right. Kind of how you got started, right?
That's exactly how I got started. I was in the Army before I was in the fire department.
Thank you for your service there, too.
Thank you for saying
and
that.
For your poker service.
Yeah,
thank
poker.
You. Well, I always tell people out of Army, fire department, and poker is the most difficult, and it's not even close. Not even close. But, yeah, when I was in the fire department, we did have a lot of downtime. The Houston schedule was 24 on, 24 off, 24 on, and then 5 days off. And even there at the fire station, you had a lot of downtime. So that's really when I got into poker, and I would sit at the station for some days. Sometimes I'd stay for a week straight, and my head would be in the books or online, and I would actually watch poker with all the guys. And I would put pieces of paper on the TV, and I'd cover up their cards, and I'd guess what their cards were. And the guys at the fire station, they always got a kick out of it. And we used to play poker every day. And then I learned one of my first big lessons, because we'd play poker every day, and I'd win every single day. And after a few months, they would never play with me again. And I was glad that I learned that lesson right there in that
Don't
small
win
little
every day.
Even rats know it. You can't win every day. They did this experiment one time where they had big rats against little rats, and the game was geared more for the big rats to win. Well, the big rats learned that they had to let the little rats win every once in a while, or they would stop playing altogether. And so even rats know that.
And I learned
it right there at the Houston Fire Department.
Can't win every time.
That's right.
You got to feed the fish is what they say.
That's right.
Feed the fish. Otherwise, the fish will stop biting.
Feed the fish.
Feed the fish.
That's funny.
That is great stuff. A lot of great lessons in poker. And if you're somebody that loves poker, well, this is the place to be. First of all, you can download, like you said, maybe I don't like to go to a card house. Maybe I don't like to play with people. Maybe I'm an introvert, or I just like to play at home. I love to play.
You sound like you're saying
Del.
If Del Gamble, it sounds like you're saying
he hates people.
I'm an introvert. I don't like people.
Yeah.
I'd rather stay at home.
I really got my start playing poker online. Back in the day when I was at the fire station, that was before Black Friday and all of that. And my first ever big six-figure score was playing online poker. And people used to tell me, they'd say,
six
well,
figures?
Yeah, I won 100.
Wow. In one game?
It was like a promotional thing where I won six tournaments in a row. And no human had ever done it before. They were small tournaments. And they had this promotion where if you win six of them in a row, you get 100K. And they thought it was just really not humanly possible, because no human had done it till
That's
I came
great.
Along. Yeah, till I came along and I got them. But people used to say, man, online poker is different because you can't get tells. And I said, actually, It's opposite of that, because online I can read your soul. I'm not covered up by what you're wearing and all the other thing. I can really see you. And so online poker is a very cool, interesting aspect. So don't think that it's not real poker. It really is.
Best way for guys that are like I watch poker all the time. It's probably one of the only things that I watch on TV. I love to watch. I love to see the strategy and everything else. And sometimes you're like, how did you get here with that move that you just made? Better to play online, read books, watch on TV. What do you find is the – playing is obviously gives you the most experience, right?
Yes. You need to constantly take lessons, learn whatever you can, nonstop. I mean, as I was telling you earlier, I used to study at the fire station – I mean, nonstop. I'm into an almost 20-year career here.
What's a good book that you've read?
The number one is Super Systems. That's the Bible of poker. Doyle Brunson, godfather of poker, Texan.
Still holds up.
I mean, it
the game's changed a little bit since then, though.
Yes. Now, strategically, you might think Super Systems is a bit outdated, but that doesn't matter. It gives the real important lessons, the ones that are forgotten about, and nothing else matters. I'm teaching my kids right now how to play poker, and the first lesson I tell them is you have to have someone to play with. So no matter what you do in poker, the most important thing is behave in a way to where people want to play with you. The most people, they want to give you action every day, every hand. You know, they want to invite you to the games. You want to – that's the number one most important thing. All the pot odds and SPRs.
So what about if you talk trash about everybody and you constantly make fun of them and things like that?
Well, does
that make them want to play with you if you're constantly saying bad things about them?
It can.
That?
You know, it's a social game.
He's talking about me.
It's a social game, so you treat everybody a little bit.
What if you're really disliked? That also can put people on tilt. But
what if you're loved because you make people laugh at how much you make fun of them?
Well, make fun of other people.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Not them.
It's like one of those things where when I'm at a poker table, if I look and I see that there's a newcomer to the game or there's an obviously recreational player, this lady just came tonight to play the tournament and have fun, well, I try to be very welcoming and nice to them, welcome to the game. And then if there's an older person, I want to show them respect. You've been around a long time. I'm the new guy. But when I meet guys who are a little bit like the young bucks, the guys that are right on my heels,
yeah,
well, I'm a little bit harder on them. It's just like pick up basketball or any other sport, yeah, I'm going to stick an elbow in your ribs.
Assert the dominance.
And I'm going, yeah, that's the way. This is an ego game. We're playing with
yeah.
money here. And
sometimes if you piss them off, they make bad moves.
Yes. And when you're talking about how you get people to play with you and all of that, well, I have this thing about my personality that – people just don't trust me completely. They're like, this guy might have a bracelet, but I think I can beat this son of a gun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I invite people, hey, test it out. You know,
let's go.
And guys who have money, well, they got that money because they have egos, and they don't care if you've got a bracelet or not. They want to test their luck and their money against your skill, and that's what poker is.
That's
really.
It. Well, and taking advantage of and your wins, getting as much as you can, and in your losses, losing as little as possible, right?
Yeah. You do have to understand that poker is about
maximizing and minimizing.
That's right. And I compare poker a lot of time, especially Texas poker and PLO, I compare it to bull riding. If you're going to be a championship PLO player, you're going to be the same as a bull rider. You didn't get there without getting knocked in the dirt many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
And poker is just as much about getting back up and getting back in the saddle than it is about anything else. So you got to be tough and you got to endure the long haul of poker. And it's fun. That's why the poker community is so tight-knit, because we all go through the same aches and pains together. I can sit up here and say, oh, I'm this great champion player, but every player in Houston has seen me through the up and downs.
Sometimes you catch it, sometimes you don't. That happens.
That's
Are
right.
you playing in the series?
Yes, I'll be playing certainly this week. Thank God I'm not old enough to play the seniors event yet.
I'm going to be playing in that this afternoon. It's an hour and 26 minutes away, so get on over here.
They'll be coming in the door soon. The old guys like to show up on time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the tournaments they definitely wanted me to highlight was starts today, the flight for the weekend. You talked about it, yep. $200 buy-in, 100K guarantee, and that prize pool will probably get $200,000. So if you're a beginning poker player out there and you want to take your
$200
shot. $200, yeah. Not only that, next weekend we have the main event, which is a $600 buy-in, and the prize pool guarantee for that is $300,000. Now, you win a first place in that event.
Holy crap.
That's a good launching off point for now you got a poker bankroll.
Yep.
Now I can go to WSOP for the summer. I can play more cash games here at Texas Card House. I can do whatever. So definitely if I was in Houston or Texas or anywhere close, I would definitely get here for this weekend for that 100K guarantee, and without a doubt, next weekend. This is the last tournament series before the World Series of Poker, so this is a bankroll builder for a lot of people.
How about that? This is the last one, so get on over here to Texas Card House, Westheimer, and Greenridge. Let's go. Hey, Scott, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for your insight, and congratulations on the big win. That's great.
Thank you all for
bracelet holder,
me.
They can't ever take it away from you. You're a champ.
No, sir. I'm going to come back at the end of the summer and talk to you
hopefully
all again.
Hopefully you'll have a few.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great. That is Scott Delaney right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking right now about how about ProDunk.com. ProDunk.com is where you are going to get your basketball on, right? If you're looking for a great, great way to get those kids outside and playing, all right, there's one way that you can do it. And your kids are watching the NBA playoffs right now. They love to watch the guys. They love to watch the athleticism. They love to watch the shot making. They love to watch all of this stuff. But you want them outside. You don't want them sitting in the house just, hanging out, watching TV, playing video games. You want them out in the driveway. And you know what? You want them in your driveway so that you know where they are. And the whole neighborhood will be in your driveway. And that's fun. That's what we had at our house. And I hope you have that at your house, too, because it's great camaraderie for the kids. And it's great for you because your kids are where they're where you know they are, okay, right there in your driveway. So you're looking for the best goal to do that, the one that raises and lowers so that the kids can actually enjoy it. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate that you heard it right here, the best goal, period, ProDunk.com.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at Texas Card House. Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
She was there.
John was just talking to his wife.
He won't mention the upfront. So Jimmy Kimmel apparently, the Mannings did a song and dance thing, Peyton and Eli. And apparently at this upfront thing, I don't just heard of it. I don't even know what it is. But it's what is it, an unveiling of everything that ABC is going to do? Or
back when we were more traditional with our television, when you had like 22 episode seasons, it would just unveil the fall lineup and stuff like that. But now it's because there's digital stuff, so I'm sure there's more of that. But yeah, it used to be, hey, this is our new Thursday lineup, and this is all the shows, and maybe you meet some of the stars, stuff like that. Every network would do it.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel was hosting it, and she said it was uncomfortable. The Mannings did that song and dance, and he was criticized. And then he said that was worse than what the Menendez brothers did. And apparently Jimmy Kimmel's catching hell. Some people agreed. Other people were like, you've gone too far. And he even said too soon, because I think the audience groaned and was like, oh. And then he went after Bob Iger, and she said, okay. All right, that dude's paying your – but Jimmy Kimmel's got FU money, so it doesn't matter, right? Jimmy Kimmel don't care.
Yeah.
Don't have to care.
The day that Bob Iger tells him to get out, if that ever happened, Jimmy would be just fine.
Jimmy's going to be fine.
It'd be embarrassing.
Next time I worry about Jimmy Kimmel
will be
money.
The first time?
Yep, that's never going to happen. But, yeah, she's there, and she's, Dal, I'm glad you told me what she was at.
You should have known before I did.
I probably did know, or at least I was told.
You just didn't retain the information?
I didn't.
Think at any point you registered what she was talking about and forgot, or you never registered?
I don't.
You just heard she's off to New York and that was it?
Yeah, it was just
maybe
like,
that. Did you even know what city she was in?
Yeah, I knew she was in New York because
okay.
she's going to see Frankie.
Okay.
She's actually hanging out with Frankie today and then going on to, I don't know what, to something tonight.
Something else. Said, who knows?
She said she's got to do something tonight.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I know what she's doing. She's going to the – the Knicks game is not tomorrow. So, I mean, it's not today. It's
today,
tomorrow. Yeah.
She might go to the Knicks game tomorrow night. Who knows? You don't know.
You think you should get tickets?
You can sit next to Timmy?
I hope she's not sitting next to Timmy.
Who's
then,
Timmy?
Then our marriage
Chalamet.
Is over.
No, does she like Chalamet
Kylie.
Like my wife?
Everybody loves Chalamet.
Why do women – you know women kind of like that body type?
He's like,
they've had a
what,
huge –
little skinny?
No, there's been a huge – there's been a huge thing
new,
online.
Lance.
No, there's been a huge thing online where they don't like the big muscular – like the women like dad bods. They like Timothy Chalamet types. Most women, a
he's
high
not a
percentage,
dad bod, really.
A high per, no, he's
just
not
a little.
He's not.
Guy.
Yeah, there's a high percentage, but they, it's for them. It, you know, for men, it's more about the urges. So we, you know, we're attracted to a certain type of, and then for women, it's different. They're more, you know,
are you explaining to me
different.
That women like thin, successful men
yes.
who make a lot of money?
Yeah,
telling me?
Well, thin.
That's something.
He's
yeah.
a waif.
I don't know. I've never been sitting next to him. He's like 5'10", skinny dude, whatever.
He is wee.
Yeah.
He is a sports fan, which kind of.
But he's not that
I
short,
actually,
though.
My,
he's 5'10".
So
he's like 5'10".
Yeah. Yeah.
He's very skinny.
Yeah.
You know, my son, Alec, who used to be bone skinny, is like 172 now. He lifts 5 days a week. Doesn't even skip leg days. You wouldn't even recognize him if you saw him.
Who's going to win, him or Snacks right now?
Well, Snacks is preparing for his first fight in June.
Ooh,
so
here
he's
we go.
Got a he's got
I want
a,
to see those two go at it.
He's got his
I'm sure
look, he's lifting, so he's in the mirror. Snacks weighs like six times a day. He's eating, he's trying. You need to eat your body weight and protein. Like what no you don't.
What?
Your body can only use so much, Snacks. You don't need to get 150 grams of protein.
He's gonna be on the toilet all day.
Yeah,
he's eating his body
and
weight
and
protein.
And he got mad at me because I wouldn't let him because I don't like some of his grades, so I told him he couldn't go to a different gym for jujitsu. I'm like with his friend. I'm like, no, you don't. You look at these grades.
Get your
I hear
stuff done.
I got a 4.3. I said a 4.3. I said, look at these grades. You got three career quizzes. You haven't passed any of them in this class.
Oh,
what are you talking
God.
About?
Yep, you're right. No, you're
so
wrong.
No, you're not going. Oh, no. It was the end of the world yesterday. I can't go to the gym.
Nope.
I can't go to the gym.
Do what you're supposed to do.
I've got 7 days in a row. I've been gone. I'm like, you know, you're supposed to take breaks too. Like you don't lift. You let your body recover. But he's on a heater now. He wants to, like, I'm going to get big enough. I'm going to choke everybody in this house. Like, all right, shut up.
I want to see if Drake take on Drake again.
Yeah, he ain't going to like that. They get in the yard, and it's not great for him.
No. All right. So, what did we miss today, Del? This is our
– Well, you missed that Todd Callis went on air and pretty much told us Wesneski's done for the
yeah.
season.
Yeah. He it
on
was
our air?
It was a bit of an accident, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't – no, not our air. The broadcast last night. He just let it out. I don't think it was official. It's not official from the Astros.
What
yet.
Was I was gone. What was his injury?
He's got the elbow inflammation.
Yeah, he got elbow.
We got another guy with an
elbow.
Arm?
Elbow.
When is more going to be made about the fact that every Astros?
Oh, you mean
pitcher,
I've been saying it for months now.
The
butcher of Bel Air.
He's not here anymore.
The practices remain.
No.
Yes.
I mean, well,
seriously,
his disciples are here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm being serious what? Here. You got this guy. You got Wisniewski. You've got multiple Lance McCullers. Javier's not going to be back for 2 years. It
Luis
looks like
Garcia.
Luis Garcia may never be back. Urquidy. You had what's his name?
JP?
Who?
JP France.
JP France.
Oh, his was arm too, right? Oh, I forgot about JP France.
Yeah, don't forget.
And, of course, Justin Verlander missed, you know, basically 2 years, 20 and 21. Like, look how many players for the Astros are out for the year with arm issues. This
yeah,
is,
I don't think that.
This
I
has
think,
got
to
be.
I think if you go to other teams, there's plenty of it too. We have
this is
extraordinary
seven, this
amount,
is
yeah.
seven pitchers in 5 years.
Yeah. We have an extraordinary amount, yep.
This has got to be some of the highest amounts.
And yet we just keep on coming back. I bought it. I don't even want to think. Hunter Brown going against Jacob DeGrom tonight.
Why would you even say his name out loud after that?
I just am worried, okay?
Just keep throwing fastballs.
That's all.
You know who doesn't? Although they do say throwing as hard as you can does damage,
yeah, right.
too. But I don't believe the fact that it – you know, they say one of the big problems – there's see, this is the problem. It's multi-pronged. I think – pitching year-round travel baseball does a real disservice because your arm, unless you really take time off that you're supposed to, your arm, because the muscle is not fully developed. The ligament is not fully developed for the UCL as you get older.
Yeah.
So that's a tremendous, you know, Tom House would always say, and Dr. James Andrews would say, when your season's over, you should not even pick up a baseball for 6 months. Like, you shouldn't even pick one up. I think it's that. I think it is because we didn't used to have full on, you can only play one sport the whole time. You wouldn't specialize. I think specializing, I talked to, it's funny, your son went through this. I think your son went through this. Who was I talking to whose son was a really good baseball player? Two different ones. One was an AAU basketball player, and he got burned out and never, after basketball was over his sophomore year. Oh, my good friend Mac Jones. After he said, you know, Mac played college baseball at Baylor, but his dad was a college basketball. Mac was a really good basketball player. And he said his son played AAU, all this stuff coming up. And after a sophomore year of high school, Westlake, he's like, I'm done. I don't want to play. I'm burned out.
JT got burned out on baseball.
And he said he could have gone to a smaller college, you know.
JT got burned out on baseball, but mostly because he loved football so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I asked Mac, I said, man, you know, you played all three sports like we did coming up. Would you do it different? He goes, no, this is just how it works now. You can't be good. You can't be as good as you need to be in baseball and basketball unless you're in these travel sports and all that. So that's one of the things that hurts arms. I think the fact that, you know, more breaking pitches and spin rate is a bigger deal, more torque to create spin. But the other thing they say could be an issue is that you simply – because there's way more arm injuries now than we've ever had before. And yet our technology's better, our nutrition's better, people are getting bigger, they're getting stronger. But they say the specialty pitcher, the idea that you throw as hard as you can, because you'll notice it's usually starters, not relievers, the idea that you throw as hard as you can because you're now in a 5 to 6 inning sprint. So your fastball, you're letting it rip. It used to be you would try to go 7, 8 innings.
Yeah, right.
You're pacing. The first 3 to 4 innings, you're pacing.
Exactly.
You're pacing. You're not throwing as hard as you can. So this idea that you're throwing as hard as you can and fastballs are also doing damage, that would scare me a little bit.
Yep.
But they say, you know, you're not really supposed to hold back in baseball anymore. If all you can go is 5 innings, give the best 5 you can and throw as hard as you can.
And then lose an elbow for a couple of years. Anything else we missed today? We got all
Did we talk schedule release at all?
We did.
Yes, okay. Early.
We did.
And
schedule.
Late. Yes, we did.
Early and late.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. We didn't really get into the fact that the Golden State Warriors are stuck.
Oh, we haven't talked to any basketball.
Put in a grave.
No.
They're buried.
Bye.
They're done. The Golden State Warriors, they're done. They're finished. They're cooked.
Because the Rockets have been going along. The Astros have been going along on the same kind of trajectory with them. Uh-huh. I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
I think a
although
lot of
theirs lasted even longer.
I think a lot of people buried the Astros last year after Scooble.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But
Golden State's lasted even longer, their run.
Yeah.
And yet now I think they're cooked.
Well, but actually, I think we're more like the Chiefs, but okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's
the
fine.
Astros are more like the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's fine. And then you've got, probably so. And then you've got, we didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about, huge game for the Celtics. I mean, they really, it was close, and then they just went on a run in the third quarter. And they played like a desperate team. And they played like a team that realized, hey, we're pretty good. We're not just one player. And they looked good enough. They defended well. I mean, the Celtics still look good enough to win the East.
Do you think you riled up Jaylen Brown, and that's why
I hope so.
Uh-huh. Wake your ass up.
Calling
you don't get
him
Supermax.
Out.
Don't go. Don't be asking for Supermax unless you're ready to step it up
and
get Supermax.
He's got
player.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then he should take all the blame if they don't get
Derek White with 34. He had a big night last night.
Derek White was awesome.
A guy who may be worth. Oh, that's not what I was going to say. Oh. Maybe worth the 10th pick in the draft if the Celtics want to cut salary.
They'd want more than that, wouldn't they? That's fine.
Yeah,
you
got to trade a player, but sure.
Now, Derek White.
Derek White would be a.
For the 10th. Now, Derek White is
100%. 10th and a player
a
will sit that way.
And Ime.
A young, cheaper player.
Jalen.
I said a cheaper player.
How much is Derek White?
Less than Jalen.
Yeah.
I was you throw a Jabari in the 10th pick, and Celtics want to get young.
You know
Jabari
what?
In
I do
the 10th
that.
Pick?
I do it, and I love Jabari.
Tari in a 10th pick?
Whatever.
Yeah, I would do it because this guy can shoot from range. He can score.
Yeah.
He comes from – was he there with Ime?
Did he?
Yeah, he was there.
He's 30
did
years
Ime
old.
Bring him in?
I don't – well, it'll have been Brad Stevens, but sure.
I mean, he won't cost you your key core pieces, I don't think.
And particularly if the Celtics want to cut some salary because they know that Tatum won't be back, and they're going to do that anyway. He's making about 17 and a half a year.
I think they should still consider Jaylen.
Sure you do. Actually, sorry, he signed an extension. It goes up to 28, so maybe Jaylen would work.
Yep. All right, we got a break. We got News of the Weird coming your way. We're going to finish up strong here at Texas Card House, where the seniors are going to go in an hour and 8 minutes. And then at 5 o'clock starts the big extravaganza, $100,000 on the line for just $200 buy-in. So that is happening right here at Texas Card House, Westheimer, and Greenridge, right next to Fuad's. Been here forever. GimmeTheMid.com.
Fuad's is still open, isn't it?
Yeah, heck yeah. You think they're ever closing?
I don't think so.
It's still packed it late at night. Time to talk about GimmeTheMid.com. Time to talk about selling your car. Time to talk about, well, if you need some money to play poker, how about John Clay Wolf giving away $25,000 a month? All you have to do is go to his website, GimmeTheMid.com, find out how you can register. You mail in an entry, and you get 225 little entries in the hopper. If he buys your car, you get 1,000 entries in the hopper. If he buys your car. Now, if you want to sell a car, if you're going to sell a car, there's one place that you have to go, and that's GimmeTheVIN.com. Because at GimmeTheVIN.com, John Clay Wolf promises he will beat everybody else. If he can't beat CarMax, then he is going to send you $100. So on top of, okay, on top of everything else where you could register for absolutely free, just go to the website. He will send you $100 if CarMax buys your car and he can't beat that price. That's right. Send you $100. John Clay Wolf is guaranteeing that he is going to beat everybody with that $100 offer. So if you're going to sell your car, there's one place you have to go. GimmeTheVIN.com.
Houston's independent voice for sports. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here. You know, I'm a numbers guy, and I like the numbers that Daspit Law Firm is putting up for their clients. The super team at Daspit Law handles a full range of personal injury cases, and they are getting results from their clients in big numbers. Car accidents, truck accidents, industrial accidents, construction accidents, maritime accidents, offshore accidents. These are all areas where if it's you or someone you know, I encourage you to get a free case review from John Daspit with the Daspit Law Firm. Call 713. Call now. That's 713. Call.
Hey everybody, this is Greeny here, and this message is for all the home improvement DIYers out there. Sherwin-Williams is running the play of the season with their Memorial Day sale. Get 30% off all paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. We're talking every color here, people. They still haven't made a Jets green for me, but their Shamrock shade is pretty darn close. That's 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
The playoffs are in full swing, and you can get in on all the action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Go from tracking the latest game-changing moments to placing bets in just a few taps. Right now, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code JOEQ. That's J-O-E-Q to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
It's your guy, Sean, with Greenlight Offer. And guess what? We are still buying houses at fair prices. If you own a house and want to sell it fast in the most simplest way, I'm your guy. Call me today at 832-779-4000. We buy houses in any condition, any price range, in any location in the Texas area. Every single month, every single weekend, every single day, we are doing two things, Houston, and that's helping homeowners like yourself with their property problems and buying houses. In 2024, we bought 138 houses, and we want to buy more. We buy inherited houses, vacant houses, pretty houses, not so pretty houses, behind in payment houses. We even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. We buy them all. We will buy your house in as-is condition. No repairs needed, no clean-out, and we will pay for movers to help you move. Call me at 832-779-4000 for a same-day offer. That's 832-779-4000. Call for Sean with Greenlight Offer, and I'll get your Greenlight number on your house today. Woo!
Every Friday at 4, tune into the Killer Bees as Joel and Jeremy are joined by the TV voice of your Houston Astros, Todd Callis.
Deep to left field. You've got to be kidding me.
Todd breaks down the latest with Astros and gives his unique insight on the team. The Killer Bees with Todd Callis, Fridays at 4 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
brought to you by Houston Powder Coaters and Pipe Fitters Local 211.
Stay up to date on the latest Houston sports news and follow us on socials at ESPN Houston.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
A cat has a $5,000 gold tooth. Do you want to get your cat or your dog? Lance, you have a dog, right?
I would get...
No, you don't have any pets, right? Would you give your pet a $5,000 tooth?
No.
You're not going to do that?
No.
These people did this. They got the cat a $5,000 tooth.
I'm not sure I'd pay $5,000 for a life-saving surgery. You're talking about for my cat. You're talking about a tooth?
A tooth.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. You know what?
It's a lot of money.
When they told me how much it was.
I'd let my dog. I don't have a cat, but I'd let Splits have a gold tooth if somebody else would pay for it.
Yeah.
Just because I could say, look at his gold
tooth. If somebody paid for it.
Not me.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd pay for that for my kids. A life-saving, something to save a spleen for the kids. Like,
what do you need? Need that.
You can live without a spleen, probably,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. If it was life-saving. What about giving your kids? What, Dell, when you have a kid? You're going to get a kid a gold tooth?
A grill? What about a whole grill?
No.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. First, the question of Dell when you have a kid is ridiculous.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
How are their grades?
Spend extra money on a grill?
Yeah. Apparently, Jordan Hudson is turning down Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
She wants to host a show called First Look. Have we heard of this show?
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
It's after Nick Wright. So it's Nick Wright and then Joy Taylor and then Jennifer Hudson is how.
No.
Not Jennifer Hudson.
She actually does have a talk
Jordan
show.
Jordan Hudson, yeah.
Jordan Hudson.
Yeah.
This is Jordan Hudson.
I mean, when you look at the Chiefs and what the Chiefs have done.
Nick Wright. And then, what do you think, Jordan? And she could be on there with Nick Wright. It's called First Look.
Yeah.
So
no, that's different. That's different.
First Look is a weekly American travel show.
She wants to host.
Broadcast on NBC.
Yeah. She wants to wear what she wants to wear.
This has been a whole setup this whole time, hasn't it?
What? All she's doing is
it's just a run for her next career.
Yeah,
career.
That's all.
That's all this has been.
Stepping on everybody to get through.
Well,
no
harm, no foul for Bill Belichick.
Well, I don't know. Is this not hurting Bill Belichick at all?
Well, it hurts maybe what people think of him a little bit.
Well, yeah, like, that.
But it's not
that whole thing.
But does he care? He's got multiple Super Bowl wins. He's with the 20-something year. Like Bill Belichick's probably like this. Oh, I'm so sad. You guys don't think highly of my Super Bowl wins.
To be fair to Jordan, the current First Look host is Johnny Bananas from MTV, Real World Road Rules. So he can do it,
Jordan Hudson can
do it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to watch either of them.
Exactly.
Want to know the truth. People are apparently upset. Apparently, there's an ancient UNESCO site where in Peru – where a dude came up and he drew a giant phallic symbol on this.
Is he going to jail?
He should be executed.
I think he would in Peru. I don't think. Should you be able to just draw?
I don't know.
I don't think you should be drawing phallic images on ancient sites. No.
He's video. He's recording.
Well, everyone has to record
it.
Themselves doing something.
What is wrong with you?
Well, why do it if you can't record yourself doing it?
Well, because you do it and you try to get away with it. That's why.
No, they don't want that. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want this story out about them.
Then give him a real story. You remember when China had that Rattan Kane and remember that kid was acting an ass over in China back in the 90s?
Yeah.
What was his name?
It wasn't China. It wasn't like Singapore.
Oh, no, it was Singapore, yeah. And they hit him with the Rattan. They're like, he didn't get to come home until we hit him with this Rattan Kane on his ass. And you know what? And every mom, Gen X moms and boomer moms all said, go ahead.
And?
Take your ass whipping.
That's what my mom would have said. If he's acting the ass, he's going to get his ass whipped.
Dell, did you ever get hit by an extension cord?
No, my dad was a big switch guy.
Was he?
Yeah. You didn't have to pick it, though.
He didn't do it on the back
on
side.
The arm?
It was on the arm.
That's more painful.
Yeah, and the thing was, I guess you got to wear a long sleeve shirt to school tomorrow. Or you can tell all your friends why you got these welts on your arm.
What if I tell police?
Oh. Now you're going to prison. Oh, your dad's going to prison. You
couldn't
do that
pull
now.
That. Well, yeah, you couldn't pull that with black parents back then. You talk about CPS. Oh, okay, fine.
All right.
I want them to take you. Let's trouble for me.
I watched a stand-up comedian. I went to Comedy Cellar in New York and saw Lynn Coplis was one of the stand-ups. And she said that very thing. She has no kids, but she was getting on her niece. And she goes, if I were your mom, I'd beat your ass. She goes, and I would call the police. And she goes, you think I care about that? That's my exit strategy. I get to do macrame. She goes, I get to do macrame, get meals whenever I want, and get rest. She said, I'm either going to do it in a home or in prison. You think I care which one?
All right, we're done. It's time for Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Thank you, Texas Card House, for having us here today. Dell's got two more hours here. We got the senior event, which is starting in under an hour, and then at 5 o'clock tonight, it's on for $100,000. 5 o'clock, $200 buy-in. Are you kidding me? Let's go. I got to talk right now, finishing up strong with Access Vascular Health. I love what Dr. Benavides did for me. I feel great. And it's I didn't even have an enlarged prostate, but she figured out exactly what was going on. I had all of the symptoms, and she said, you need these pills as a muscle relaxer, and it has been a lifesaver for me. See, Doc Manavis she's Yale smart, okay? She knows stuff. She knows how to get you feeling great. She knows about you, the blood flow down to your feet, so she knows how to get those veins opened up. So that blood continues to flow. If you're starting to feel in the mornings like, or you're sitting all day long and your ankles and your feet are like, you feel like and they're not getting the right amount of blood, well, go see Doc Manavis and go see her if you have any issue with your prostate whatsoever. She is the best. Access Vascular Health, 975prostate.com. Guys, if you've got a prostate problem, go see her. Do not get surgery. Go see Doc Manavis, 975prostate.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.